Merci.
Thank you very much, President, and good day to one and all. First, a quick word to thank you for the revised version 4 of the draft report. We got it this afternoon. You did remarkable work, Mr. President. This very much shows your negotiation talent. We thank you. We are willing to rally around consensus on the text. We'd be pleased with that. We were a bit surprised at the manner in which some elements of this draft were negotiated and by the attitude of some delegations under the pretext of rallying around consensus, their twisted reality. And some speakers before me are politicizing this body. President, I will now return to our point. In our statement, my German colleague has mentioned just moments ago the communique, the joint communique from foreign ministers of France and Germany. I would like to briefly recall the content of that. This is communique dated 4 September 2020 on the poisoning with a chemical agent of Mr. Alexei Navalny, a member of the opposition in Russia, currently being cared for in Germany. Our ministers shared deep consternation regarding this attack against Mr. Navalny. This is an attack, a very serious attack against the democratic pluralism, and this attack on the personal safety of a member of the Russian opposition is not, unfortunately, an isolated act. They expressed their hopes that the Russian authorities can ensure the fundamental rights of civic expression for the population. They reiterated and reaffirmed that the use of chemical weapons have taken place, that the use of these at any time against anyone are unacceptable in step with the relevant instruments governing such weapons. This new use of chemical weapons using a neurotoxic agent against of the Novichok family is shocking. The ministers reaffirmed their full support for the full ban of the use of chemical weapons that are the basis of the Chemical Weapons Convention that was negotiated in this body. And this compels states parties to fully implement the treaty, the convention, in their national territory. It is essential and urgent that Russia, in the such territory, shine full light on the events and the responsibility behind this attempted assassination of a member of the political opposition in Russia using a neurotoxic military-grade, a neurotoxic agent, that is, of a family of agents that was developed by Russia. Those responsible for this odious act must be identified and brought before justice. Our two ministers have recalled their commitments with their international partners to fight the impunity in PSIAC and the use of chemical agents, and they will work too on this joint initiative in this framework. President, I hope that this statement be brought into the procès-verbal of this.